5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Discovery, go at throttle up.
Discovery, Houston, press to ATO.
All right, here we go, everybody. So a while back we talked about, what was the doctor's name? Dr. Ngozi Ezike, the director of Illinois Department of Public Health, when she did the press conference saying that no matter what you die from, if you test positive for COVID-19, then you are a COVID-19 death. So we talked about all that. Well, today, the London AP put out a report, and this is from WCN247.com. Headline reads, UK slashes official virus death toll by more than 5,000. London AP, the British government has changed the way it complies. Let me start that over. The British government has changed the way it compiles coronavirus deaths, a move that reduced the country's official death toll by more than 5,000. The Department of Health said Wednesday the new total is 41,329, down from 46,628. That is still Europe's highest death toll. The government announced last month that it was reviewing the way death statistics were compiled. After academics pointed out that in England, the tally included anyone who has tested positive for COVID-19 and later died, with no cutoff point between positive test and death. That means some people recorded as coronavirus deaths may have died of other causes. England is now adopting a 28-day cutoff, bringing it into line with the rest of the UK. Okay, so the information keeps getting little more. So a little while back, we get told that no matter what you die from, if you test positive for COVID, it's a COVID death. Now, in London, in Europe, they've already had to cut 5,000 deaths from the COVID tally, death count. Why? In England, the tally included anyone who was tested positive for COVID-19 and later died, with no cutoff point between positive test and death. So let's put that in perspective here. Let's say somebody got tested for COVID-19 and died 45 days later from something completely different. But they're in the system. They had tested positive at one time for COVID-19. Now they're dead. You know what? They died from COVID-19. That's it. Not from injury sustained by getting hit by a bus or from stage 4 cancer. No. At one point, that human being had COVID-19, or they at least tested positive for COVID-19. You know, it's like that's the other thing we're not being told. I mean, we're not being told so much stuff. I mean, you would think that we should be getting every little tidbit of information, but we don't. So, like it said right there, anyone who has tested positive for COVID, just because you tested positive for COVID doesn't mean that you get sick. A lot of people haven't. Hell, a lot of people that have had COVID-19 didn't even realize they had had it. We got to remember, we're at a 99.96% recovery rate. 99.96. And I don't think that the recovery rate was ever low. I need to look into that. I don't have that information right now. But, how is this not all over the media? Why are we not hearing about this? I mean, I had to look for this. And this is huge information. Huge. I hope that the Department of Health in the UK continues doing what they're doing. I mean, they've already cleared 5,000 deaths from COVID-19 and puts them at 41,329. Imagine if they find another 5,000. I mean, would it not be crazy for them to keep going on this? What if they got the number down to like 1,000? I mean, seriously, I'm not saying they're going to. I'm saying, what if? That would be 40,000 people falsely claimed to have died from COVID-19. 40,000 people. But you can't find this article just... I mean, I'm not saying I'm some cyber expert that knows where to go. I mean, I look through tons of articles. I try to keep my eyes open and read as much as I can. But nobody's really talking about this. Nobody really talked about that press conference where the doctor said that no matter what you die from, if you're positive for COVID, you died from COVID. Is that the same standard? I mean, are we looking at the same standard where there's no cutoff? Do we have a cutoff in the United States? I don't know. So, I mean, what about if somebody died today and had tested positive back in January or February? Hell, even March. And they die today, they could be counted as a COVID-19 death. And some of you might be saying, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? If these numbers are drastically spiked, I guess you could say, then it makes it a pandemic. But if only 1,000 people, let's say in England, let's say 1,000, the death counts, or in Europe, the death counts only 1,000 instead of 41,000. It's not a pandemic. When are we going to start paying attention to this? And you know what's sad is when I'm going through news articles, you know how many articles I go through or have to pass by about some actress wearing a new bathing suit, or, you know, Martha Stewart took a picture of her face while she was standing in the swimming pool and everybody's ooh-ah about it, or how Gwyneth Paltrow loves the picture of Kate Hudson with her baby in the bathtub. I mean, these things are being sent out through the mainstream media. You know, did Will Smith get his teeth knocked out by whoever that guy is that accidentally hit him in the face with a golf ball? Why is that more important than articles like this? People are more concerned right now with what's going on with the Ellen DeGeneres show. Is it so hard to believe that Ellen DeGeneres is a narcissist and an asshole? She's self-righteous. Is that so hard to believe? Do you think that when she's sitting in front of that camera doing her little routine every day, that that's her, the real Ellen DeGeneres? No. She's an actor. She gets paid to play that character. So is it really that hard to believe that she's so narcissistic that rules around the office and stuff is you can't make eye contact with Ellen DeGeneres? I believe every bit of it. Because that's what actors are. They're narcissists. They believe that they are so much more important than everybody else. Who cares about a baby picture with Kate Hudson and her baby in the bathtub? I could care less. I mean, doesn't that woman have like 10 kids from 7 different guys already? But that's so important. You know what else isn't getting news right now? The massacre that took place in Washington over the weekend. 20 people gunned down. Didn't hear anything about that. Where was Black Lives Matter organization for this? Oh, yeah, they're still worried about tearing down Portland and Chicago and getting millions of dollars donated to their organization that they don't use to help the black communities. How many people in black communities have seen a penny from Black Lives Matter organization? How many black people have had a representative from BLM knock on the door, come in, talk to you, see what you need? See, here's the thing. What you're seeing on TV with the BLM and the riots and the vandalism, the looting, those are spoiled little white kids hiding under a mask using racism and using BLM organization to go out and destroy towns. Yeah, there's some black people involved in it, but majority of these people that are destroying cities are little white punks hiding under their mask, destroying your community. And that's everybody, because it's spread out. But where was Black Lives? Where was the BLM organization over the weekend when 20 black people in Washington were gunned down in broad daylight? Where were they at? Where was the media? That tells you why the BLM organization wasn't there, because the media wasn't there. Does anybody know what the BLM organization's doing with the millions and millions and millions of dollars that are pouring in to their organization? Anybody? I haven't seen any changes in the communities. Are they using any of that money to provide a good attorney to someone that was falsely imprisoned? Or, I mean, anything? Anything. No, it's more important that they might do another season of Fuller House. It's more important that Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are talking about doing a new Who's the Boss. Or we got to read articles on the poor victim, Alyssa Milano, who's a long hauler with COVID-19. And she's losing her hair. That's more important. Or it's more important that Alyssa Milano can't believe that Joe Rogan has more subscribers to his podcast than she does. I'm not making this stuff up. I can open my phone and go and just start scrolling through this garbage. And what do we see in the media about the new stimulus package? It's the same thing every day. Oh, they can't come to an agreement. Why can't they come to an agreement? Oh, because they want their agendas, and I'm talking both sides of the party. The Republicans and the Democrats are trying to cram in agendas into a stimulus package that is supposed to be for a so-called pandemic. Should be pretty cut and dry. Give United States citizens some financial relief. Mortgage relief. Take care of Americans. But they're worried about getting another bonus. You see, the House wants that next go round of $20 million going to their bonuses. While we're on the verge of collapse, we're on the verge of 12 to 20 million Americans being evicted from their homes. Who cares, though? Where's Black Lives Matter on that? Are they covering the rent for the communities that are suffering, that cannot afford to pay their rent, and they're in jeopardy of being evicted? But yet, we have reports coming out showing us the false narratives behind COVID-19. But nobody cares. Because on the mainstream media, it's all, we need to be wearing a mask, you know. So-and-so state just had 500 new cases today. We're getting our statistics from proven false reading tests, contaminated tests, and then we're calculating those contaminated tests to show a false number of positive results. We're using any death to keep the COVID death number climbing. But right here in front of our faces, 5,000 deaths corrected. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Oh, but wait. Kelly Osborne lost 80 pounds. I've got to read that article. All right, that's it. See you guys next time.